Soto.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. I want to say welcome to Waves of Glory once again, coming to you from the studios at Blog Talk Radio. It's a beautiful day in the kingdom of God, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. I'm so excited today because God is still doing what it is he said he would do. I want you to know that he just doesn't have a watch, amen, because he woke me up this morning about somewhere between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, and I went back to sleep around 8:30, 9 o'clock, I'm telling you, and my body is a little bit weary, but the things that he is downloading in my spirit for the upcoming Women's Leadership Summit in Fayetteville, North Carolina, it will absolutely blow you away. So the first thing I want to do before we get started on our episode today is to invite you all to come out to the Women's Leadership Empowerment Summit. It's being held in Fayetteville, North Carolina. You can register at www.yourmarketplaceapostle.com. Be sure that you click on the Leadership Summit tab and go ahead and get your reservation sealed. Amen. We look forward to seeing you there. God has some good things for his daughters in the kingdom. So this morning, we're going to continue to talk about the day of the woman, because God is speaking that word into the atmosphere even now, that this is the season, the dispensation, the timing, the moment, the Kairos moment when he is elevating and accelerating his daughters in the kingdom. We know that in the last days he declared he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh, and sons and daughters would prophesy. And that's who you are. You have the word of the Lord in your mouth, and it is time for you to stand and to proclaim that word, because we are world changers. That's what women are. We are world changers. We always have been, and we always will be. So one thing I want to say to you today, whatever it is that God has called you to do, spoken into your spirit, given you a vision for, please do not feed the fears. We understand that fear is not of God. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and a sound mind. You've got to get up every day and declare, I am full of faith and power. Glory be to God. And as you make your declaration in the early morning hour, may the strength of God come across from the great I am and strengthen you in the faith. As you open your mouth to prophesy first over yourself. Glory be to God. I was talking to someone the other day about Ezekiel 37 and the Valley of Dry Bones, how God came down to Ezekiel and asked him, what did he see? All that he could see was death and devastation. All he could see was bones that was bleached and had no life in them. But God, by the Spirit, gave him the unction to begin to prophesy to these bones. And those bones came together. And you know the end of the story. They stood up a great and exceeding army, full of life, full of fire, full of power. Well, that's who you are. Some things in your life may have appeared to die. Some things in your vision may have appeared to die. You may have a valley of dry bones that you are looking at every day. But I want you to lift up your eyes in the realm of the Spirit and hear the word of the Lord and declare unto those dry bones to rise and to shine, and then prophesy, hallelujah, to the purposes and plans of God. Listen, you must remember that God has a purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggle, and a reward for your faithfulness. Many times we forget that in the midst of trial, in the midst of trying time, in the midst of circumstance, in the midst of situation, in the midst of one battle coming after us, one after another. But don't you ever give up, because this is the truth. God has a purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggles, and a reward for your faithfulness. And then I think about two women. We're going to visit those women today. And the first woman I want to talk about is our sister Eve. Now, I just love Eve. I know a lot of people are upset with her because of what happened in the garden, but a lot more went on in the garden than her just taking a bite of a forbidden fruit. The purposes of God were ignited and catapulted and stretched and moved and released. Amen. But guess what? What do you imagine in your imagination? What do you imagine Eve was going through once they had been kicked out of the garden, once they did not have the presence of God visiting every day? What do you think transpired between her and Adam, knowing that she, quote unquote, had been the reason that they had to leave that special place, that wonderful, sacred, happy place? What do you think she was going through? Amen. What would you be going through if you thought you were the cause of your family's devastation? So this how we can relate to her. Think about the things that were going on in her mind. She probably was just thinking, how could I have done such a thing? Why did I allow it to happen? Why did it have to happen to me? Why couldn't it have been somebody else? You know the thoughts that come through your mind when you messed up and you messed up big. But listen, God's purpose was for Eve to do exactly what she did, because the scriptures let us know that before the foundation of the world, the Lamb was already slain. And we just had to back up time and cause those situations to come into being that would make it a necessity for the Lamb to be slain. And so I just want to bless my sister Eve this morning and say, my sister, God had a purpose for your pain, a reason for your struggles, and a reward for your faithfulness. And then the second woman we want to take a look at this morning, we want to say hello to our sister Mary, the mother of Jesus. And even though at the time she wasn't really what we consider a woman, but a young teenage girl, because they married early back in those days at the age of 14 or 15 or 16. So in our vernacular today, she would be just a teenager. But in there, she was just coming into womanhood. And listen, she's betrothed to a man in the world. She's engaged to be married, but God decided that she would be the one to carry the Christ child. Now, we get all excited and jump and hoop and holly about it today, and we're really excited and glad that she did it. But think about what poor Mary had to go through when she had to tell her fiance that she was pregnant with the Son of God. And you can imagine what the conversation was like, because Joseph went away and struggled with that thing all night long until an angel showed up and had to get him back on the right track. But the devastation was so rough on Mary that she had to leave home, leave mama's house, leave all of the family she's been around, because she's going to start showing and has to go into the hills to find her Auntie Elizabeth. And there we go with Mary trudging up the hill, coming into the presence of Elizabeth. But what was it like going from step to step to step? What thoughts were going through her mind? Oh, my goodness, I can only imagine, because I was a teenage bride. I was a teen pregnancy. I was a person who messed up big and got myself pregnant, and then I wondered how was I going to tell my mama? What was I going to say to her? What was she going to think of me? What would she do to me? How would I disappoint her? All of these things had to be going through the mind of that teenage girl, but she had given herself to God's purpose. Glory to God. His purpose, amen, brought her some pain. It was the reason for her struggles, but also there was a reward for her faithfulness. And Joseph eventually got his act together and went on, did the thing that God wanted him to do in the first place, and they went on to have many children after Jesus was born. Amen. And even in this day, she is revered as a sacred woman. I know we don't like it when the Catholic people revere her and hold her up and pray to her. Amen. Because we know we're supposed to be praying to God. Amen. But don't take away from her the fact that God gave her this honor. Amen. And she is to be revered and to be respected and honored, but not worshiped. Let's just put that little part in there. Amen. And then the last thing I want to say to us about women, in honor of Black History Month, I want to give a shout out to to Stormy Wellington, who is now the number one female network marketer in the industry in the whole world. Stormy Wellington, a black woman, is making history this year. She is the number one female network marketer in the industry. And we say, hey, 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 to God be the glory. For in all that she does, she indeed does give God the glory, and we are grateful for that. I just want to say to you today that this episode, once again, has been brought to you by Total Life Changes. If you are in need of a total life change, I've been working with them, drinking their weight loss tea, and I'm telling you, the weight is coming off. So if you want to change your life for this coming season, I don't know, maybe you've been struggling with your weight. Maybe that's a struggle. God has a purpose for your pain and a reason for your struggle. Amen. We are here today to help you to get through that. And amen. So if you need some nutrition in your life, you need some energy, you may even need to lose a few pounds, I just say, ask you one question as we are closing today. Do you or anyone you know want to lose 5 pounds in 5 days? If so, then you can mosey on over to www.totallifechanges.com/success in life. That's www.totallifechanges.com/success in life. And so we want to say we're going to go ahead and cast off here today. Keep in mind the upcoming Women's Leadership Empowerment Summit. God has already spoken a word, and he is downloading a word for you concerning leadership development, ministry development, personal development, and economic empowerment. You don't want to miss an episode at all. God bless you. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, the Marketplace Apostle, saying have a wonderful, awesome day in the kingdom of God.